Unit 22. Word list. Camouflage. Camouflage is something used to hide people and things.
The green and brown camouflage was best used for hiding in forests and jungles.
Confront. When you confront someone, you meet them face to face to deal with a problem.
I confronted him as he left the meeting and told him I thought he was wrong.
Contemplate. To contemplate something means to think about it.
Mark took a moment to contemplate the math problem before solving it.
Contend. To contend with something means to struggle to overcome it.
Stacy had to contend with a learning disability throughout high school.
Cot. A cot is a small portable bed.
At the camp, the boys' cabin was lined with cots.
Enlist. To enlist means to join the military.
In their final year at school, the students were asked to enlist in the military.
Frontier. A frontier is a border between two regions or countries.
A fence was built along the frontier where the river curved.
Guerrilla. A guerrilla is a person who fights as part of an unofficial army.
Guerrilla warfare involves a lot of hit-and-run fighting.
Handbook. A handbook is material that gives specific information or instructions.
If you look at the handbook, it will tell you which wires to connect to the TV.
Hesitant. If someone is hesitant, then they are not sure or are slow to act or speak.
Although he knew the answer, he was hesitant to say it because he might be wrong.
Lush. If something is lush, then it is full of a variety of large, healthy plants.
The lush jungle was filled with plants, trees, and vines.
Outfit. An outfit is a set of clothes worn together, often for a certain job or event.
Kelly's new outfit made her look so glamorous.
Paw. A paw is an animal's foot that has claws or soft pads.
The kitten cleaned its paws with its tongue.
Splendid. If something or someone is splendid, then they are very good.
From his head down to his shoes, his clothes looked splendid.
Stray. To stray means to go in a wrong direction and become lost.
He found himself lost because he had strayed from the tour group.
Substantial. If something is substantial, then it is of great importance, size, or value.
The bank said that he owed it a substantial amount of money.
Torch. A torch is a stick with one end on fire that can be carried in order to give light.
He grabbed a piece of wood and stuck it in the fire in order to make a torch.
Tract. A tract is a large area of land.
On the other side of the mountains, there was a long tract of forest.
Vigil. A vigil is a period of watchful attention at night for a specific purpose.
He had a vigil in front of the tomb for 3 days.
Weary. If someone is weary, then they are tired.
Jane was weary after a long day of work.